Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the MLS UK show, Stoppage Time World Cup Specials. I'm Henry Hewitt, and as always, I'm joined by...
Elliot Holman. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Elliot. So, World Cup now is a week old. Well, almost a week old. No, are we in the set? I don't know where we are. There's been that many games. Part of the benefits of me for working from home is that I've been able to watch the majority of games. The one I missed was France v Australia. Ooh. And that's because Bolton were playing Barrow in the Papa John's Trophy at the same time, so I chose them.
A terrible decision. That was one of my favourite games, to be fair, so far. Loved that game. Didn't enjoy the nil-nils. Got into MLS because I hate nil-nils, so back-to-back nil-nils was not a vibe.
No, I agree with that. There's been too many nil-nils. We've not come to this World Cup for nil-nils. We've come for goals, goals, goals. Well, let's have a look at some of the matches that have taken place then so far before we preview the big game on Friday, England versus USA. Let's talk first of all, though, last night as we record this, Canada. What a performance. How unlucky were they to lose in the end?
I loved that game. I loved it from an MLS perspective. I loved saying I told you so to people at work who I'd said, Canada are going to be good, you know. I enjoyed that. And actually, the fact that they were playing Belgium, easy to forget that, you know, Belgium are such a good side and they had them on the ropes for the whole game. Forget the result. The performance was really, really fantastic. Obviously, they've got Morocco, they've got Croatia in that group as well. You have to fancy them. You have to fancy them at this stage off the back of that performance. They look confident. They feel like they belong here.
Yeah, they do. And I actually, of what you just said there, I think that Canada have a very good chance. I didn't get off to a good start with my prediction that Spain would struggle, considering they won 7-0. But no, I think Canada, when I looked at Morocco, didn't offer much. Croatia, an ageing team. I think with Canada's pace that they can really cause some problems. And I mean, how great would it be? I mean, I felt so sorry for Alphonso Davies missing the penalty. And I know Canada didn't score on their previous time in the World Cup. So I am hoping that at least they'll score in the next two games just to get that first goal. But we know that Canada are going to be in the next one. So they've got another chance in 3.5 years. But yeah, really good performance. I was really impressed and glad that they showed on the world stage. And I'm already seeing this morning that Alistair Johnston has been linked, I think, with Celtic. So they're already getting noticed by European teams.
It shouldn't take that, though. It shouldn't take them to turn up at the World Cup and put in a performance for some of those fantastic players to get the recognition they deserve. But some really, really, really good talent on display in that Canada team. There's a lot of talent in the Belgian team, but we didn't actually see any of it.
Yeah, exactly. Another game that I watched and was one of my favourite games, and I know we kind of had an interest in it, but the US-Wales game of two halves. USA went 1-0 up, obviously, and then Wales equalised in the second half. But I really enjoyed it, and I was really getting into it, because I want the States to do well, but, I mean, from the northwest of England, Wales is only an hour away from where I am, really, an hour and a half away. So I want Wales to do well as well. So I was really enjoying it, going from different emotions, thinking, oh, go on America, but oh, go on Wales. So I'm actually glad it was a draw in the end. But no, one of the better games in this World Cup, wasn't it?
Well, I couldn't live or have been born in the UK further away from Wales. But yeah, it was a good game. If I'm really honest, I think Wales are very lucky because they weren't on it. It wasn't a good performance, despite what the Welsh commentator John Hartson was saying on the UK coverage. One of the most deluded commentators I've ever heard, saying that Gareth Bale was fantastic. Gareth Bale had one of the worst games I've ever seen him play in. He scored a penalty is what happened. I'm sure they've got more in the tank. I'm sure it's going to click. Hopefully, you know, they can put in a better performance next time round. But I felt like the USA should have won that game.
Yeah, I mean, they should have won it based on the first half performance. I just think in the end, Wales had a bit more fight about them. You know, I no doubt America have got fight, but I think going off what people were saying before the tournament, I think they struggle to score goals, probably because they've got a Norwich striker up front for them. But no, I think that, I don't know with America. I think they'll beat Iran, of course they will. But then obviously the England game on Friday, it depends. I think they're going to have to up the aggression a bit more and up the, I don't know, have a bit more bite about them. Because I know a few
Americans... Didn't feel like they wanted it.
No, I know a few Americans on social media were saying that they, you know, obviously Wales were putting in more tackles, and I know they were complaining because Wales were going down on the floor a bit more, but it's all part of breaking up the game, and I think America they should have been a bit more clever, and maybe they would have got the win in the end. But no, great game, and for us watching England and Iran, that was entertaining, it was great, but... I don't think it's really, I don't know, it's not shown me much of what England can do beating Iran 6-2. I'm looking forward to the American game more to see where England are at.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy to say, oh, well, England beat Iran. What's that shown us? Well, actually, it's shown us that we've arrived at the World Cup more prepared than the likes of Argentina and the likes of Germany. You can only beat what's in front of you, and they couldn't even do that. You know, Saudi Arabia, Japan... You've only got to play who's in your group. It's a really good start. Unlucky to concede the extra goal at the end because of the VAR. Bizarre VAR. But yeah, obviously it's the game that we've been looking forward to for months, isn't it? England-USA for so many reasons. And, you know, neither team have had a bad start.
So before we talk about that game on the whole, let's look at the World Cup. And you mentioned there Argentina and Germany losing. And for me, it felt that that last 2 days has kind of saved the World Cup a little bit. I think when you looked at Qatar kicked off the tournament, they were rubbish. Iran were, England. You know, I don't think you should be beating it. And this goes to Spain as well. You shouldn't really... In a World Cup, for me, you shouldn't really be beating teams scoring six and sevens. It should be a lot closer than that, and maybe that's the quality of the teams. But, you know, I did worry. But then seeing the American-Wales game, seeing then Germany and Argentina struggling, it kind of saved it a bit for me, and it's made me really look forward to the rest of it.
Do you think Germany and Argentina continue to struggle? Because I don't personally. I think it's easy to get carried away and say, they're struggling, or they're not going to make it through. It's only one game, isn't it?
It is. Argentina will be fine. I think for Germany, though, they've got Spain next. And I do think Germany have got a better team than Spain, so I think they will win. But if Spain win or get a draw, then suddenly for Germany, it becomes a lot difficult. I know they've got Costa Rica at the last game, but it becomes a lot harder. And then they're relying on Japan not to... You know, doing it because you know if Germany draw and if Japan win against Costa Rica, well, let's face it, they should do. Germany all of a sudden look like they're going out. They need Spain to lose to Japan. So yeah, I'm more hopeful for Argentina than Germany. But yeah, I mean, I think if you go in history, teams that start, and this is what I worry about with England, teams that start really well don't tend to end really well. So. Maybe it is a team like Argentina or Germany who will end up winning it because they've had that slower start.
Group H is getting underway soon as well. It's the only group we haven't seen any action in. What are you expecting from Portugal?
I don't know. I think it's the Cristiano Ronaldo show, isn't it? And it depends.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, he's obviously took all the headlines again in the World Cup without even playing yet. But no, I think for Portugal, I'd feel sorry if I was a, you know, another Portuguese player. They've got a talented squad, but no one's talking about them. So maybe that could be a good thing. Maybe the pressure's off the rest of them. But also, you know, you're at a World Cup and you want it to be a team effort. I think it's because it's Ronaldo's last one, it is all eyes on him. And he's kind of made that with what's going on in his club career. A bit more than Messi. I think Messi's not sort of looking for the headlines. He's kind of been given them anyway. But I don't know. I think Portugal will go through, but I don't see him getting that far. I think quarterfinals maybe.
Okay. Shall we face it then? Talk about tomorrow.
Yes, England versus the USA. I was thinking back to previous sort of tournament second games that I remember that England have played. And I'm going out into Manchester watching it with some mates of mine. And I remember the last two times that stuck out for me where I've actually gone and watched the second game of a World Cup out in a bar. Scotland in the Euros when we drew 0-0 and Algeria in South Africa when we drew 0-0.
Oh,
so
good.
Going off that, yeah, I wouldn't be too hopeful for England. But I think on the whole, I think England did show enough in the first game to say that we should win. But Harry Kane's got a bit of an injury. Does it depend on whether he plays?
Well, it looks like he's going to, according to Southgate. So that's positive. Harry Kane, I'm not ever going to criticise Harry Kane, but he wasn't essential in the win the other day. England can play without him. They've got so much in midfield and stroke attack on the wings that I think you could put Wilson in the middle and get balls into him, and I think he'd cause problems. You know, this isn't necessarily because we're playing the States. I would say this if we were playing anybody. You know, you've got the option of a false nine as well. But I expect Harry Kane to start. That's what Southgate's saying. If he's to have a problem later in the tournament, I obviously he's a massive miss. But I feel like England should have enough. You have to look at that team on paper and that performance the other day and say England should win this game.
Yeah, I mean, you are right. And England showed that, you know, I know I said before, you can't really judge England off beating Iran, but they did beat them. They did look, you know, it's that first half, it seemed every chance went in. I think Iran came to make the game difficult and it didn't work. I think America will be more, I think they'll be defensive, of course they will, but I think they'll be more attacking and offer more than Iran. But the thing for me about England that worries me is the defence. You know, they did get, okay, the penalty shouldn't have been given, so let's call it 6-1. They still conceded against Iran when they didn't really have anything to do in the game. Iran had a few shots, but if they had a better striker, maybe they'd have put them away. But looking at America, looking at, say, Weah up front, who scored the other day, I think they'll offer more. And I don't know. I just think if America can hit England on the break, they could cause some damage.
Yeah, I don't expect England to blow them away at all. That's not what I'm saying. I just think, you know, England's roster of players they've taken to the World Cup should be able to take care of. This isn't a slight on the States. That, you know, I'd be hoping they could go and beat Portugal and Germany and the bigger teams as well. This is no disrespect. I just think England realistically should be going really far in this tournament. If you're going to do that, you've got to beat the USA.
Yeah, I think America fall in that sort of second tier of teams that I could beat, the, you know, like Japan's of this world that could beat the top teams. And yeah, I think the thing before the World Cup, people were saying that America aren't scoring many goals. They're not creative enough. You know, I think you could argue that they showed that the other day. They scored against Wales, but other than that, they didn't really, first 20 minutes they looked good, but they didn't create much afterwards. So you could argue that if England stopped that, then, you know, all they need to do is score a goal, which I think they will do. But it's a massive game for America, and I think when you look at they've got Iran last. Okay, on paper, you'd say that they should beat Iran, and even if they lose to England, they'll end up on 4 points. But then, you know, on the other side of it, you look and think, well, if America lose and say Iran beat Wales, then Wales, England are through, so England won't put out a strong team, so that'll benefit Wales. Then America think, well, you know, they've got to beat Iran, and if they finish above Iran, it still might not be good enough. So the pressure's on America a bit, because I think, as I said on the last episode, in America, there's a lot of pressure. There are a lot of people wanting them to do well. No one's expecting they're going to win it, but, you know, wanting America to do well, far more than Wales. Wales are going, I think, for a bit more of a party sort of atmosphere as their first one in 60 years. So the pressure's off them a little bit more. And I think you could sense that the other day. I think America, when they weren't 1-0 up, especially in the second half, you could just sense that there's a bit of pressure there. And, you know, obviously Wales got the goal in the end, and it didn't really work out.
Well, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. In terms of the rest of the World Cup, I will be rooting for the States, just not in this game.
Yeah, well, you know, now they've got Wales out the way, and now they're going to get England out the way. They've got one more game left. I will be definitely rooting for America against Iran. Yeah, let us know what you think is going to happen. Let us know your prediction for England versus America. I tell you what, Elliot, go on, give us your prediction. What score is it going to be?
I'm going to go 3-1 England.
I'm going to go 2-0 England. What about Wales and Iran?
Wales comfortable 2-0 win.
Yeah, I think with Bale in the team, they've got goals. I think they've got goals from elsewhere as well, like Kiefer Moore, so and Brennan Johnson. So yeah, I think Wales should have enough, and then it sets it up for the last game on Tuesday evening. Of course, if those results are right, it means Wales, England will be through. Wales will be on 4 points. And then it's America on 1 and Iran on 0. So America will need to win and hope that England do them a favour as well by beating Wales. So it sets it up for a very interesting few weeks. So, yeah, we'll be having another episode probably after the group stages, after reacting to what happens in the England, Wales and Iran America games. Good luck to Canada as well for the rest of their tournament. As we've said, we're hopeful they can really cause some damage. If you want to listen back to our first World Cup episode, you can do. Search for us on YouTube, search MLS UK Show, or on your podcast provider. You get to hear the predictions that we made that are already looking a bit stupid, and also Poppy's kit reviews as well. So yeah, it's all set up for a very interesting tournament. Before we go, just want to say, if you are listening on your podcast provider, then please rate us if you've enjoyed these episodes. But Elliot, there's one rule and one rule only.
5 stars only, LA Galaxy style. Nice to mention an MLS team in this podcast.
It is, yeah.
On the MLS UK show.
Yeah. We are sponsored by Soccer90.com. So if you want to get up to date in your wardrobe with last season's MLS jerseys now before all the new ones come out, or any international shirts, then head to Soccer90.com. Type in MLS UK at the checkout in the discount code. You get 20% off. Right, we'll be back next time. Don't forget to follow us at MLS UK Show on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. But for now, I've been Henry Hewitt.
I've been Elliot Holman.
See ya. Come on, England.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.